yeah, I'm happy with the exercise. I think I've never done that before. When Barry Fry rang me, I thought, yeah, we'll give it a go. It was a little bit difficult for us today because we've had one or two injuries last week, and we also had a game against Wickham on our training ground and another non-league team. So we've tried to field four teams today with the injuries that we've had. I was a little bit concerned, but we stuck to it. A little bit sticky sometimes, innit? I was a bit concerned with the ball not moving, but overall I was very pleased. Everybody's having a go for each other, working hard for each other, and we're trying to get trying to form our own identity of how we play, and it's not easy. It's not an easy thing to do, but I was very pleased that you could see at the end they got a little bit of confidence back and moved the ball quite well, and it's just trying to get the balance of it right. I'm very, very pleased with everybody today who came. They've showed a real good attitude, didn't care whether they were in the first half or the second half, and they've all got through almost 60 or 70 minutes, which is very, very good, you know. And the way they felt this time last week was nowhere near as fit as this, so that's what it's all about for all of us in the minute, and trying to get your crowd coming back and seeing the lads, seeing some of the young lads for the first time, I would imagine, as well. So it's good. I felt they all withstood a bit of a period where we went two down in the second game, and we still showed enough confidence to come back, which none of them did. So I was very pleased with them. So I would have liked a few more senior ones in the second group to help them through, but I thought they did very well.
Yeah. Off to Germany now for a doubleheader, and I guess you hope that you have more senior players around for that one.
Yeah, we need to try and make some signings. And unfortunately, other people have cashed in with some of their lads. They've gone, and you know, if that's what we've got to do, if one or two, if we get offers for anybody, and I might have to consider it, we'll have to wait and see. But we've lost Josh Bowler, and we're going to try and bring the right people in to help us, and people have got to be patient. I'm sure by the end of it, we will have a couple of things resolved. So it'll allow me to bring in maybe another three, maybe even four new senior group in this group, which will help me have a fuller, thicker squad to do what I would like to try and do, have a little bit of more of the ball. But as you could see, when you have an aerial threat like Smithy, if they do push on you and you're playing, we can go to him and flick things, and so we got all different sorts of ways of playing. So, you know, but I'm very, very pleased with the lads. I think particularly, and I must praise the ones who I felt have had a bit of a tough time over the last couple of years. Jack Robinson has done almost every day with us, which is fantastic. I think he played in the second half of the game, and that's as good as he's looked for me. I think Joel Lynch has worked his socks off in the summer because he's had a few injury-plagued seasons in the past. I think Jamie Mackey showed you what he's all about again after a torrid season really last year for him. So I've asked them to go home and work and not rest, and I think, you know, I've got to congratulate them on how they've come back and done every single day. Yes, our training ground's a little bit firm at times, and we're getting one or two repetitive strains, which we've got to be very, very careful of, and maybe we have to look at how we can water that area if it ain't enough. You know, I think that's a huge issue for the work that we want to do. But, you know, on the whole, our fans want some new signings, they want some new faces, our group want some new faces as well. So I'm going to try and work on that to help them. Some of the young lads who've come in there, I'm really pleased with, I got to say. I think they also know that I will give someone a chance from the youth team. Ryan Manning's in the full squad now, Furlong's in the full squad now. So, you know, what I'm trying to say is I want the club to be one, and I want us all to move forward. And I understand what everybody's saying, why aren't we making signs, why aren't we making signs, why aren't we making... Well, we've made far too many of them in the past, and they might be inhibiting me a little bit right now because we haven't had the money unless we get out. So, you know, we'll have to wait and see. I believe I want three or four new faces, not just Scowen. So hopefully the work's going on in the background and we'll get the right people in. I would like them already, but we can't. You've got to be patient. You don't know the work that's going on behind the scenes. But as all I can say is the lads, for me, are working their socks off. They're trying to implement what we want to do. I'm getting closer to what I want, and I feel every day that goes, we're getting closer and closer and more ready for the start of the season. We all know it's going to be tough, and we all know we got to get a minus goal difference from as horrendous as it was. We got to get rid of 66 goals that we let in last year. So we got a huge task, and unfortunately one or two things are standing in the way of that. And that's quite understandable. But there's a few situations I believe over the next week or so will be resolved, and we would have had someone else in by now. Unfortunately he went and got injured, so but never mind, that's just life, innit? So I'm really pleased with the lads' effort today. I'm pleased with Peterborough. I thought it was a very good game. I thought some of the challenges were nice to see. You know, it is a proper pre-season. I thought the ref handled it well, and you know, it was just upon the limit. But you know, I'm delighted that we felt that we had to do that in that game, you know, because I want them to want to win. I want them to want to win everything we do, every race, every hill run, every single thing. I want them to try and win, and that's a good habit to get in. It's a hard one as well.
You mentioned those 3-4. Do you 3-4 players coming in? Do you expect them by Reading, or is that by the end of the window?
You never know how things balance out. You know, you really do never know. So, as I say, I'm very pleased with the targets. Whether we can land them or not, I can't promise that. But I'm very pleased with the way we're going with that. And as I say, Gary Penrose has come in. He's going to help me get the right characters on this pitch who wear that shirt with the pride that our lads do. So, you know, at the end of the day, the group knows we need to not let so many goals in. The group knows we need to score some more goals. The group knows that, you know. And this time last year, we started with a very, very good experienced centre-half who I haven't got at the moment. So hopefully his situation might resolve. And that would help. It would help me. It would help everybody. It would help me if he was fully fit and wanted to play for us. But I don't know if I can talk about that, but I just have. So, you know, all I can say, I've had to push the young ones in. They had a bit of a bad start. We went 2 down in that game, but wow, we came back with a bit of aplomb in the end, and I'm pleased, you know, because it's, and our fans have to help me with them. So, you know, it's all about trying to get us moving the right way. And unfortunately, what's happened before, I am left with, and I'm holding. The bomb has gone off. Our fans might not know that. It has gone off, and I've still got my hands on, so I'm still ready. But at the minute, we can't do what our owners would love us to do. We're not allowed to do that at the moment. So, you know, I'm not moaning about it. I'm just getting on with it. We've got some real good targets. Please, please be patient. And I'm going to try and work on being as good as I possibly can with an identity that our fans might like. And it will be not exactly what I want, because long term I'd love to dominate the ball and pass the ball and move everybody and push our fullbacks in and keep the ball all day long. But unfortunately, Reading did that to us the other day, and we weren't good enough to do that to them. So, you know, we got a long way to go to where I want to be, but I can't ask for more effort than I'm getting. I can't ask for more support I'm getting, and well done. It's great to see our fans today, but this is just a training session, and I felt privileged to see how my boys did that. So, you know, all of them.